Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more... Feel your eyelids getting... Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of... When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label. Hey,
you! Say hello to Hey You, home to the most binge-worthy reality TV shows.
It's reality 100%.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Snatch, and over 250 more. Ready to stream or download in the palm of your hand.
It just makes everything better.
See it here first with loads of new episodes same day as the US.
I love that.
Hey You, reality on demand. Download the app to get your 1 month free.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Tsakarellis.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Oh, I love this low seat. Usually I'm sitting up here with my love handle, just my muffin top sitting right on top of the table. I love your low seating city winery. Hello, Chicago!
What's up, Chicago? It's so good to be back.
I have to open with an apology to the people on the side who are going to get my butt crack through about half of this. No matter what size I buy, Old Navy loves my ass crack, and it will show it.
You guys, Chicago is one of our absolute favorite places to come. I mean, one of our most legendary shows of all time happened here in Chicago. Who was here for the Leanne Locken show? And Nico from Below Deck. And Nico.
Poor Nico. Yeah, and Nico. We still love you, Nico.
Call me back, Nico.
No, I thought you had forgotten something, but you hadn't, and then I stopped myself.
I'm fucking Nico. Just kidding. Like, huge news. My new boyfriend. No. I would like to thank you guys for giving us this picture of Eddie. Thank you. This is a picture of...
That's what I thought he had forgotten.
Eddie Judge from Real Housewives of Orange County. These girls used to do Zumba,
we got some Zumba fanatics
workshops
here.
Or something with Eddie, and so they have an actual picture of Eddie Judge back in his Zumba days. Look at this smile.
Yeah,
this is what happens when you quit Zumba class. You get fucking depressed.
Or
when you marry Tamara. I'm not sure. Which happened first.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
But he is not happy anymore. So I just want to put this here so he can remember what it was like
yeah.
when we all did Zumba right back there. In the day.
Let's have him look at our wine. Oh, by the way, there's this awesome...
No, don't cover her face. I want to see her face.
What? Oh. Oh, I thought you were talking about the wine's face. I was like, oh.
No, because the picture is like this. I'm blocking this girl's face.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, hi.
You know, this girl right here...
Eddie Judge, you're doing great, Eddie Judge.
Well, this one right here, she got mugged at the Countess Luann show.
I said it was probably the Countess with her broke ass out there, yeah. like in a mask, mugging people at her own show.
We are so excited that you guys are here because we know this is a big Bravo weekend. It is BravoCon that is happening right now, but you guys are at BenronCon, okay?
So too with BenronCon.
And I know you guys are thinking that all the celebrities are over in New York right now. But luckily this is a pretty high-tech venue. And we are able to get, I don't know, we're able to teleconference in with some celebrities. Pretty much a celebrity. And she has blessed us with one of her very own recipes that she's going to show all of you guys. Are we ready? Can we fire up this video?
Yes.
On a cold day, homemade apple crisp. You take the apple, you peel it, and then you cut it off in quarters, and then you slice it thin. So I want to make sure I have enough. So, because I'm going to do it in individual ramekins. So it's portion control and it's great presentation.
Great
the key
presentation.
Is using great cinnamon, okay? This is really good cinnamon. It's the best cinnamon. And I'm using organic flour and dark brown sugar. And you must use unsalted butter, please. And my secret ingredient is some fresh squeezed lemon juice. Okay,
I always tell you to do that.
I forgot the most important ingredient. Old-fashioned Quaker oats. That's the best. That's made with Quaker oats. Now for my favorite part, the crumb topping. So 3/4 cup of flour. 3/4 cup of the oats and 1/2 cup of brown sugar.
Brown sugar,
mix this
okay.
Mix together and then I'm gonna cut in the butter. And that's the topping. And then we just bake it for 350 for like 20 minutes.
Look at the way she's stirring.
It's gonna be so yummy. And the last part is the cinnamon. One teaspoon is really good. You don't want to cheat on the cinnamon. You have to buy a really good gourmet
don't
cinnamon.
Don't cheat on the cinnamon like Mario cheated on me.
And now I'm putting in the butter. 4 ounces of butter. Sweet cream butter is very important. I'm using a really good quality. I really stay away from butter, but for this, I don't mind it.
I use good quality butter, okay?
So now it's the end of the crumb topping. I blended it actually with my hands because it made it easier. So my hands are clean.
I like to use my hands.
And then I'm just going to put it on top.
Do not use Ramona's hands to cook anything ever. Just a side note.
Whoa.
Sugar, brown sugar, etc. And it's all on top. So I'm going to wait till my guests come. Don't put it in the oven at 350 for about 30 minutes because the fragrance of it, the aroma is yummy.
Fragrance of it.
And I like to serve it really warm. And we can do maybe some frozen vanilla yogurt on the side. Let's indulge.
Wow. Thank you, Ramona. By the way, for anyone who actually watched those stories on Instagram, I just want to point out that was 3 minutes of her preparing apple crisp and she never showed the final product.
It was probably dirty, that's why. Fucking hands. Get your hands out of my fucking Quaker oats, Ramona. It's fast and easy, like Sonia. Ramona Singer, what a blessing. So we're doing 2 shows tonight. Our second show is a classic Real Housewives of New York, and it's just Ramona with a big curler in the center of her head. And that's all I can see when I see her. And just how Ramona, she, like, making apple crisp. You having a seizure? Just make the crisp. Jesus Christ, you're making me nervous.
Who are you to put cinnamon in my crisp, okay?
Also, there was huge news. So we got on the plane this morning, and we got off. And of course, I feel like they're doing things to spite us at BravoCon, okay? It's bad enough you didn't ask us to go there, but start announcing things when you know that we're on an airplane. It's like Andy Cohen has our, like, fucking Southwest schedule. He's like, oh, let's get him. Make fun of how I can't make it through an interstitial, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All right, so you've been waiting a long time for this news. It is time for a new Housewives city. And it's gonna be in cut. It's like, all right, Andy. Jesus Christ, Andy, it's a live show. So the new Housewives city is gonna be in Salt Lake City. Okay, whoa.
I thought it was gonna be Chicago, personally, and I'm not even saying that. I really
did. Oh, that's why you're booing. I was like, Jesus, you are not into religious freedom at this. Who does that? But yeah, you're booing because it was rumored to be Chicago, right?
We got all the Real Housewives of Chicago right here.
Yeah. Well, the rumor was it was going to be Real Housewives of Chicago because Tinsley apparently has a fit during Real Housewives of New York this year and leaves the show to go to Chicago to be with the Coupon King.
Yes. We should have tried to get him to come to this show.
The coupon? Fuck yeah. We should have tried to get him to come into our pants, okay? A Coupon King? That's rich as fuck. Remember when he sent his, like, Range Rover or whatever to Tinsley in
the
city?
It was like a Rolls Royce or something, or a Bentley. Yes. It was a Bentley.
Whatever. It's a big Earth-killing car. I mean, it's just so sexy. It's like,
I know.
Fuck you, Earth. I gotta get to Costco.
So I'm very upset that it's not Real Housewives of Chicago, but there's still hope. I mean, you know, it could happen someday.
I mean, Salt Lake City, though. I've heard that, because of course, that's what I did today. Instead of see your beautiful city, I was like, hi, hello, hotel, and went to bed and read all the comments on these posts all day. And people were saying that it's a really good city because it's a bunch of, like, mommy bloggers who compete to see who can be, like, the blondest and thinnest and whitest.
Plus, it'll be the first Real Housewives where they're all actually married to the same guy, which I think is really cool.
Totally. The people were saying, what are they going to hold, a snowball? No, they're going to hold another wife. little wives.
They're going to hold some beer that has less alcohol in it. They have less alcohol. And isn't it in Utah that the alcohol percentage is lower? So that'll make for great TV.
We're really warming up our show in St. Louis, our Salt Lake
City.
We
are going to Salt Lake City, by the way. We're actually really excited for that. Oh. But let's not talk about Salt Lake City. Tonight is all about Chicago and New Jersey. And also this lovely city winery. Oh, this Watcher Crappin's wine. I hope you guys all get some. But don't leave home tonight without it.
Yeah, get some Watcher Crappin's wine. It's delicious.
Like a fine wine, it gets better with time.
Cabernet, available from your local waiter or waitress, or, as we'd like to say in 2019, your server.
Remember when we used to be waiters? Oh, these millennials.
Just kidding.
So, this is the second episode of the New Jersey season, which means we get our opening lines.
Oh, taglines.
Taglines.
I cannot believe one of the taglines wasn't, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck and quacks like a duck and runs like a duck, if it drinks water like a duck, if it splooges poo-poo out like a duck, that's not very, it's a, I don't know, what is it?
Is it a duck?
What would it be?
Is it a duck?
Is it a duck? Bing, 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 bing.
So the first one is Marge, classic Marge. She's like, listen, if you can't take the truth, sue me.
Because classic Marge was sued, right? Was
I guess so.
Is she being sued currently?
By Vineyard Vines. That is the classiest person to ever sue you, Vineyard Vines. Like, you're sued by Shorts from Martha's Vineyard.
Is that what it was? Is that the person who sued her over the whale, the usage of the whale on her?
By the way, your Vineyard Vines, you have nothing to do with whales. Stop it.
I like that whale. It reminds me of Bible stories, you know? It's like, and then he got eaten by a whale, but the whale spit him out because he prayed or something. I just always thought that was the cutest Bible story.
Yeah, it was cute.
Okay, so, I mean, the Bible. What a cute story.
So cute.
I have the best memories.
Jonah and the whale.
Remember when that bush told that dude to burn his son alive? I mean, Book club. Okay, so then is Jennifer, and she's like, you know what they say, plastic makes perfect. Jennifer is like that, have you noticed?
Yeah.
Just yells, everything.
Uh, Oh my God. I'm so glad New Jersey is back because it is so funny. So funny.
Yeah, sometimes doing these, we're like, what do we say? Like, some girl talks about suicide for an hour, and then, like, another girl might not adopt a kid, and her husband hates her, and, like, what do we do, you know? And then Jersey is just like, we could talk for 20 minutes just on, like,
I know,
silent shots of Jersey. Like, yeah. That's it. I could do that. It's my first note.
Just, like, dead wood outside of Teresa's home, you know? Like, 20 minutes of content right there.
It's a cracked bowling alley pin or like a bowling pin in a cul-de-sac. What is happening in New Jersey?
Yeah.
So Melissa is next.
Ben. Mirror, mirror on the wall. I don't think I look 40 at all.
The mirror. Yes, you do. And second of all, that's okay, bitch. And third of all, you never look 40 when you're 40, okay? But when you turn 41, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's when it hits. Like, you're like, 40 was great. What are people talking about? I've never been happy. I've never looked young. Oh, Jesus Christ. You know, give it a year. That's what I say.
So then next up is Jackie.
Jackie. Don't let the minivan fool you. This mom won't roll over for anyone.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Has she been running over people with her minivan? Don't let the minivan fool you. I brake for pedestrians.
And roll over, like turn over, like turning on your car. I didn't get the whole thing. And yeah. I was like, now all I'm thinking about is your minivan. And you did this to yourself, Jackie.
I also feel like there was a subtle clue that she's going to get a bad edit this season because every other housewife, when they did their taglines, in the middle of it, they had like a sound effect. So like when Jennifer did hers where she said, what did she say? Jennifer said, as I always say, and then it cuts to her going, hi. And then she goes, plastic makes perfect. And guess what? You're all going to notice that hi for the rest of that season. Rest of the season. But, but Jackie doesn't get one. They don't give it to Jackie.
I noticed that they did that, and I think it's because, and I still stand by this, I think they have all the housewives record these on their cell phones. They're like, okay, it's time for taglines. We do not have the green screen space today, so just call it in. Because remember last year's, I think it was Lisa Rinna, she's like,
Harry Hamlin's on the line.
The call. Yeah. Minivan. Okay, so then is Dolores.
Behind every strong man is a stronger Jersey girl, and behind her is a backsplash, and on the backsplash is pebble tile that I did not approve. I did not approve that pebble tile.
Why are we talking about your man? You ain't married to some man. Why are you putting a man in your tagline? I don't like that. Get the man out of here. I'm not watching it for your fucking overgrown ape. I'm watching it for you. Okay?
And Frankie.
Behind every strong man is a strong Jersey girl who divorces the strong man and fucks a semi-weak man with a lot more money under the same roof as the original strong man.
You know, sometimes behind every strong man, there's not always a strong Jersey girl, but that's because she walks from the kitchen to the living room. So if you wait for her to come back in the kitchen, there'll be a Jersey girl.
You make
there.
A triangle.
Yeah, it's a triangle.
And then Teresa.
If you rub me the wrong way,
cut to bang! That's her big sound effect.
She literally says, bang.
Bang.
Which you never say in Jersey, even as a joke, you know?
She's like, if you rub me the wrong way, bang. There'll be no more namaste.
Did you guys, Therese, some things I think we're making up sometimes, you know? Like, blink, 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 blink. But man, this whole episode, Teresa was like about to rage on something just because she's not on parole anymore. You know, it's like,
yeah.
it's like, congrats, you made it through parole. It's like fucking a light pole, just snorting everything you can see, you know? And Teresa's drug of choice is just throwing things at people or like hitting them. And she just looks like she's about to jump out of her skin the whole time, like, bing, 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 bing.
That's the way I like a housewife post parole. Looking forward to next season with Luann, you know what I'm saying? So now we enter the episode, and New Jersey has the worst B-roll footage of any of the Housewives. You know, B-roll footage is when they just show like footage of like the trees or like the town or whatever. So every other franchise, like if it's Orange County, they'll show like waves crashing, and Beverly Hills you'll see palm trees, and New York you'll see glitz and glam, and here it's like dead trees, dumpsters.
Someone stepping in gum on a sidewalk.
Yeah, you know? Like brown snow that was like plowed to the side.
Yeah, some gardener peeing his name into the snow, you know.
It's like the ugliest stock footage of all time.
Would you look at my notes right now? Is that fucked up? I haven't had a drink.
No.
Even. That's fucked up, right?
Your notes are oddly blurry.
Okay, thank you. I looked down and I was like, my notes are blurry. I'm dying. It's like the Teresa Blinks, the karma of the Teresa Blinks. I'm finally giving myself a stroke on stage. You know what's happening here in some fucking city winery. That's where I'm going out. You know it's going to be true. Proudly, city
winery. No better
winery.
Place. No Proudly, better place.
With my bottle of wine clutched to my watch what crappens wine clutched to my chest. I'm like, ooh, he stroked out holding his own wine. His own temporary wine.
Everyone's like, yay.
So, this show is so hilarious, like how into prison they are. I just love it. They're like, let's put prison in every scene. Okay, so this is like the sad shots of New Jersey, and there's no music. There's no like, ba-doom, da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. It's just silent. And then you hear clink, clink. And you think it's going to be prison, right?
Yeah, or Kim D.
But it's nice.
Or Kim D. Clink, 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 Teresa. Clink. Clink, clink. Her hair fangs are sticking up. Is it a new season?
Or remember Dorinda's version of Law and Order? Clink, clink. Dorinda just solves crimes. Clink, clink. So it's not. It's Teresa working out to sounds of prison doors clinking. But it's like her...
like her bench press or something.
Yeah,
she's
like clink, clink. Ah! Clink, clink. Like, you tricked me, Jersey.
She's like auditioning. It's like, it looks like one of those like boxing movie montages. Like, I gotta put all my pains into the working outs and stuff, you know? So she's like, yeah, she's talking about like, Joe's being transferred to ICE. And I was like shocked. Like, what if he freezes to death in ICE?
I told him it's good with tea, Joe. It's good with tea.
So then it cuts back to her.
Ah, clink, clink. Ah, clink, clink. She's like, I was like shocked. I was like, oh my God, this is so early. But they transferred Joe in the middle of the night because of the paparazzi. Clink, 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 clink.
I was like, oh, okay. So let's just remind us how famous you are while your husband's being thrown in jail and you're working out at 4 in the morning. Okay, Teresa, you're famous. We get it.
Meanwhile, over at Joe and Melissa's house, they don't give a shit. They're just they're pretending to. They're like making eggs, and then they're having, you know, they always do this every season. They're doing some stupid thing. They're making eggs or whatever. Like, oh, life is hard. Like, oh, your sister, Joe.
Oh,
your sister.
Wow.
Oh, I just want to be on the record that I did say, your sister, Joe. Your sister.
Poor Joe. Kids, enjoy your breakfast. Joe's not enjoying it today. Poor Joe. He must feel like sprinkle cookies on Christmas Eve. Just abandoned and lonely in a trash can somewhere.
We are so deeply sad that this had to happen the same day that Joe was going to have the book signing to the Gorga's Guide to Success. At a Goodwill bin coming soon.
Joe made his fortune building and flipping houses. So last year, a publishing company approached him. Really? Was their name Clip Art from Mac Paint in 1992, ma'am? I don't know if I'm believing you. Hold on, I'm pulling up. I'm not texting. I'm pulling up his book because, of course,
I'm a
researcher.
We have the Amazon samples or the Kindle samples of Gorga's Guide to Success. We will read, in fact. Yeah. Someone goes, please read. You guys are so civilized here. Others are like, you better read that shit. It's like, please read. You want to read a... You want?
Yeah, I want to read a little bit. Because I figure we could do it all night.
Gorga's Guide to Success.
Because why does this keep getting blurred? By the way, Notability, go fuck yourself. You're terrible. You're a terrible app.
You know what? You're terrible.
Okay, so introduction. I never really thought I'd be the type of guy to write a book.
That makes two of us.
But I also never thought I'd be the type of guy to be on reality TV. Because, you know, he was, like, doing it in his Siri while he was flexing his muscles. Because the first picture that came up when I put Joe Gorga book is a picture of him going, ooh, like, yeah. Flexing his muscles. He's like, my gun.
You
big,
talking
scary
about...
eyes looking like he's just waiting for a ball to be thrown at his face. And he's like...
This is oddly arousing to me. I don't care, he's sexy.
Our relationship just changed forever. But I also never thought I'd be the type of guy to be on reality TV. Sure, I was raised by my dad to be a good guy, to work hard, to become successful, but never in a million years did I plan to be famous. My God. Then it goes on how famous he is. For paragraphs and paragraphs. And he's like, sure, my wife Melissa and I might be stars on Real Housewives of New Jersey, but we're also real people, like yous. And I'm really, really real. So, like, real. That's a real sentence. I didn't make that up.
Yes, I saw that sentence also. I can verify.
I say it how I mean it, because even though Melissa and I have built up a successful life together, like I said, I'm still just a poor Italian kid from the inner city of Patterson. He literally said that three times on the first page. Like, he's really into that.
I have a story here that he wrote that's in, I believe it's the chapter that says, you gotta have balls. He goes...
Like, of course that's a chapter.
He goes, now let me back up a second here and tell you another story, okay? A few months before, I guess before the other story...
About being poor in Patterson, New Jersey.
Yeah, I was in Patterson, you know. I was in Mexico with friends. We were at a hotel when I saw this girl walk out to the pool. She was wearing a leopard bikini and she was gorgeous. But before I could meet her, she went back to her room. So I went over to her and meet her friends instead. And I found out they were all from New Jersey and they tell me that their friend's name is Melissa.
Oh, really? The girl in the leopard bathing suit was from New Jersey? I am shocked, Joe. I'm shocked.
So we all leave Mexico, but I stay in touch with Melissa's crew. I would meet up with them down at the Jersey Shore. Melissa would be there, but we still didn't connect. Sometimes I was with another girl. Sometimes she was with her friends. Sometimes I would just watch her. But something in me said, not yet. Not yet. I should jerk off in the bathroom where no one could see me.
Gotta get rid of some of this poison first, huh?
Oh, do you guys want to hear the rest of that story?
Is that it? Like, you could go on all night. Look, I was, like, doing the dishes. I was like, I love an audio book.
I mean, I could just tell their love story.
I saw at a swimming pool. It's, like, yeah. The greatest love story ever told. Saw this hot bitch at a pool. Wanted to fuck her. Took me a week.
Well, there's only one little part of it left. So he's still saying, not yet. I don't want to talk. I don't want to approach her, you know? So until that night after the meeting at the apartment building, because he was doing something in the apartment building, he goes, after we presented the project to the board and they told us we were approved to turn that broken down mill into rental apartments, which is, by the way, the best phrase you want to have in a love story.
Yeah. After yeah, we were what we did with that mill.
After we could turn that broken-down mill into rental apartments, my architect, attorney, and I decided to go out and celebrate. We headed to a place in Clifton, New Jersey, called Joey's, which is what most people call me. And guess who was behind the bar? The girl in the leopard bikini, Melissa. So congrats, Melissa, on being found after getting approved for a broken-down mill.
That's hot. I mean, they're both hot. I'll give them that.
Yeah,
I do have a half. So back to this. They're cooking and talking about how sad it is Joe's in jail. But there is like a slight happiness in their voice every time they
yeah.
say it. And it really is funny.
Slight? Yeah.
Yeah, slight. So they're going to have this party for Joe's big book. His big book that's coming out. About how not to betray your friends, Kyle Richards. It's been all weekend. I cannot stop. They're like, hi. Welcome to your hotel. I'm like, hello.
That's true.
Can I please have a room that won't hurt me in my heart?
Oh. So now we're seeing everyone reacting to the news about Joe. So we see Marge, she's talking with her Joe, and she's like, I mean, with Therese, it's like bad news after bad luck. I mean, it's almost as if they committed a crime or something. Oh, wait, they did.
You know what? Here's how I look at it. Joe paid his dues.
I was like, what is he, an actor who finally got a movie role? Like, what are you talking? He paid his dues.
So then Dolores and Frank are talking, and she's like, did you see the news?
I'm sick over it.
I'm just sick over it. Fold the fucking towel, Frank. Jesus Christ. Am I your mother? Jeez. Here, fold it. Fold it and listen to how sick of it I am. Sick to death.
Sick to death. Then Frank's like, well, what's Teresa going to do now? Maybe we should do something, Dolores.
We should do something for Teresa, Dolores.
We got to do something for her. Should we work out with her? You want to do that, Dolores? Maybe we can wash her car together, Dolores.
Like, of course I'm going to do something for Frank. I'm just deciding on the right thing, the right time, the right whatever. What am I going to do? Hold on, I'll be right back. I'm going to walk to the living room, to the kitchen.
Frank, I got an idea. Do you still have your Blockbuster card? It's out of business? Okay. So we got to do something for Blockbuster and Teresa now. All right.
Just do something for Blockbuster. Right? Do something for Blockbuster.
What about Hollywood Video? What about Hollywood Video? Dolores.
So speaking of, let's go over to Teresa's house where her new indentured servant Nono is there. Has Nono done enough in his life that the man can sit down for 10 fucking minutes? My God.
It's 8 a.m. and he's cooking chicken cutlets.
Yes. Nono's over there cooking cutlets, painting the garage, you know, driving the kids to school. Fucking leave Nono alone. The man's 90.
He's like,
oh. I'm just doing Nono's hateful eyes right now, people. Because Nono's so sweet, but he's always looking like, ugh.
He just saw a ghost in the attic. Going to the attic, Nono. Stop.
So Teresa comes home.
I'm starving. What you making? Chicken cutlets like the color of the garage. Put in this light bulb, all right? No. I'm drained of stress. It's like a number in the saga, am I right?
He's like,
so then, Jim the lawyer comes over.
Remember when we all thought Jim was fucking Teresa, the lawyer?
Yeah.
Boy, did we have that one wrong.
Yeah. They're basically, it's actually kind of a sad scene, because you know I have a very low tolerance for these, like, oh no, what's going to happen to Joe Giudice now that he's committed a crime and is serving his time, you know? But this was, I did feel a little bad, because now the lawyer is going to be coming in to explain to the girls, like, what's going on. I mean, the long and the short of it is, hey girls, just so you know, your dad gave up on you and is going to another country and you'll never see him again. Did I lie? So
the dog's barking and Nono's like, shut up! Shut up!
I got to cook the chicken cutlets with the dog barking! So they're there, and so they're talking about all this stuff. And then in the middle of it, Joe Giudice actually calls. And he's like, so what's going on? What's the matter? What's happening?
You have a collect call from Joe!
Joe!
What the fuck do you think it is? Huh? Joe, that's who it is.
This is Ice calling because you have a call from Joe!
Joe!
So the entire time, poor Melania. I do feel bad. She is obviously very attached to her dad, and all she wants to do is talk. Well, all she wants to do is grow up, and then on top of that, all she wants to do is talk to her dad. And this is like, you know, he's got like 2 very strict minutes on this phone, and this is like what everyone's doing. Hey, Joe. How you doing? You have a good time? I was watching a movie you would have liked. What's it called again? I think it's called the, what's the name of that movie again?
I don't know, Mom. Can I talk to fucking Dad, please? Can I just talk to Dad for two seconds?
I'm going
to
put you on with Gia. Gia, you got something to say to your dad?
Hi, Dad. We're going to be so disappointed if you don't come home. You're an aggravated felon. Can I just talk to my fucking father?
Hi, Dad.
Anything you want to talk about, Dad?
Hey, Gia, get out the phone. Give it to the one who doesn't talk. Okay, go. Gabriella's
like... Poor Melania's like, God damn it! And the other one's like... She's like playing charades over the phone.
I know. They're like, 10 seconds left. They're just like throwing the phone across the table. Melania's just like trying to reach it.
That was so cold. And it really happened. Poor Melania. Now let's face, like, this is really traumatizing to everybody, I guess. I mean, not to me. Like, I'm loving it. But like the kids, like, it's traumatizing to the kids. And it's really traumatizing to Melania, who I think we can all agree is a national treasure and a hero.
Of course.
I'm fucking obsessed with her ever since she sat on that sushi. I mean, I liked her before.
Yeah. It was a
but someone
Caesar
just
salad.
Ass-planting on the sushi area. Don't ruin my memory. Don't ruin my false implanted
memory.
You just
really elevated it. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, she has been my national treasure ever since, but I will say this. Like, let's not pretend like this is making Melania worse. Like, Melania was the one who's going to burn down a church anyway. Like,
yeah.
Before prison, after prison, keep the matches away from Melania.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. So now we go over to David's house, which Frank is building. So Dolores shows up, and Frank shows up with David, so it's this weird, like... You know, ex and current man, Dolores man
some
situation.
Some HBO late night show, you know, yeah. Where you're like, I'm watching it because it has sex in the title, but if these people get naked, we're going to have a problem.
So Frank is like, well, as always, Dolores is late. I want to make sure everything is good, okay? Because otherwise I'm going to hear from Dolores later on. You don't hear, but I'll get here. Like, okay, Frank, you have spat over all the plywood.
What are we doing here? We're going to have stone outside? We're going to have stone outside. I want that done before Dolores is going to get here. Because if Dolores gets here and she's not stone, you know what is going to hear about it? Not you. I'm going to have to
I'm gonna
hear
the one
about
hears
it.
About. I'm going
to be the one who wants to hear about it. Dolores.
So Dolores comes in and she's like, all right, let me explain. Count a space. You okay with two islands?
You don't need an archipelago in your kitchen.
But that's the new thing. It's like two islands. Speaking of Joe Gorga, today I was looking at his Instagram because masturbation. No, just kidding. Could you imagine? That girl's like, yes.
Here, I'll hold.
Thank you. It's very difficult to take off a sweater when you're trying to hold your butt.
Thank you.
Got a strip and everything. Thank you, honey. I forgive you for that sushi bullshit earlier. No. So that's the thing. So I was looking on his Instagram, and he's like, look at this beautiful house. And it is stunning. Now, by the way, you know it's covered with shellac. It's like gravel covered in shellac to look like marble, because we know how shady these fuckers are. The first season, when someone came to look at their house, and they could crack the marble because it was made out of, like, styrofoam or some shit. Anyway... He's showing this new house he built, and it is stunning, and it has two islands. That's the new thing. Two islands.
Who would... Islands in the stream.
Yeah. Know?
So,
I love you, Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson!
Later adapted by Maya and Old Dirty Bastard into Ghetto Superstar.
What the fuck are we even talking about?
I don't know.
Here?
Maya?
Welcome to The Attitude, a brand new mini-series with me, Kate Thornton, brought to you by Harpen, the new clothing line that offers style with attitude. Join me as I talk to four incredible women about the attitudes they've adopted to shape their lives, careers, and romances. You'll find inspiration and a new look to match at harpen.com. That's HARPENE.com, where you'll also get 10% off your first order and free delivery when you spend £50 or more. Find your attitude at Harpen.
Hey, yo! Say
Say hello to Hey You, home to the most binge-worthy reality TV shows.
It's reality 100%.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Snatched, and over 250 more. Ready to stream or download in the palm of your hand.
It just makes everything better.
See it here first with loads of new episodes same day as the US.
I love that.
Hey You, reality on demand. Download the app to get your 1 month free.
Who was in Chicago? See, it all comes together. So they're doing this crazy kitchen with like a vent that Dolores is gonna suck up your hair the moment you turn around, Dolores. This huge vent with like two islands, and then it's like, so does this mean you're gonna be moving in, Dolores? She goes, no, I'll have him build it to my liking, and then I'll see if I get a commitment. You're like, you're gonna make him pay all that money and still not move into the dual island kitchen?
Yes, of course. That's what you do. It's called self-respect. You may not be ready to commit to me, but you are going to commit to my double island, you motherfucker. And you're going to think of me every day I'm not here. You know, like, which one should I have my eggs on? I'm so alone. Should have stayed with Dolores.
I can't even imagine Dolores with two islands. She'd just be walking back and forth. I don't know how to get out of the kitchen because I keep walking from island to island.
You're going to be making a figure eight around those islands in the middle, around the...
I walk around it and
infinity
around
islands.
It. It's my infinity, yeah.
She's like, who knows? You know, I make it to my liking, and then if he doesn't do what I... Don't you think I deserve that, Frank? And he's like...
Dolores deserves everything in my book, so... I love Dolores. I love her. So now we go to a park. Are you lost in the notes?
I'm just having issues. This note program updated today, and when I touch it, it goes brrrr, and scrolls up to the end, so I just keep seeing the same Teresa. Blink, 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 blink.
I mean, that's really what a show is.
I'm scrolling so much like a crazy person. Sorry, you guys.
Oh, it's okay. So now we go over to like a park, and Jennifer and her daughter Gabriella are there. And Jennifer is talking about how now that I've had all this liposuction done, I really want to keep that weight off, you know?
So keep getting liposuction, stupid. If you didn't have to exercise and now you're thinner, what part of logic tells you to start exercising?
Yeah.
Literally stupid.
So this is her version of exercising. Okay, I'm done. She walks from the car to a bench, does a weird stretch, and then sits down.
I don't want to gain the weight back. I want to be a good example to my children.
Too late.
Like, you already got it sucked out. You are being a good example to your children.
Now, just here's...
I don't even know what I was going to say. I was just going to say, do it in an affordable way. You know, like, if you're going to teach your children that, teach them to do it in an affordable way. Like, put an incision on your love handle, get a dust buster, and some kind of rubber. I don't know. I'm still working on it, but...
We'll circle back to that.
In the kitchen. That's so me.
So,
Ronnie died trying to give himself lipo with a dustbuster in the kitchen.
So Gabriella, the daughter, is our shining hope for this family. Okay, we liked her last season. And then she tells this story here that basically her friends at school have become assholes. And they dropped her. And now they are these girls are sending over their boyfriends to Gabriella to throw food at her. And let me tell you something, okay? You don't throw food at our Gabriella, okay? Whoever you are out there, you better get your shit in line, otherwise you'll have to deal with me.
You don't throw food, you eat food. Who the fuck wastes food, first of all? This is a gross, these children are monsters.
Yeah. I don't want to see Gabriella. This poor girl is crying, you know, in her mom's arms. Like, that's bullshit, okay?
Yeah, so, bullying is bad.
Bullying is bad. But I'll tell you what also is bullshit, too, is Jennifer Aiden on Instagram, she goes, horrible news about my daughter, link in bio. So I was like, oh no, what happened? And it was basically her, like, in Us Magazine being like, people are mean to my daughter. I was like, now listen, Jennifer, don't go crying wolf with me when I'm already, like, sticking up for your daughter with bullies, okay?
Yeah, Jennifer.
I was very upset. Very triggered, obviously.
I really like that kid, Gabriella, because she goes, you know what? I know that I've never exposed you to exercise, Gabriella, so maybe you should go to camp. And she goes, you would expose me to bears?
That is my kind of kid right there.
Yeah.
So she's like, all right, let's talk about bullying. People are mean, and you should never bully people.
Like when literally the clip is her, like, Teresa going,
we're on Instagram, bully Jackie, she's a bitch. Call her fat.
So now we go over to the big book launch for Gorga's Guide to Success. Everyone's there. It's all exciting.
I put Melissa's mother is there in a new wig. Donna. I like her. I liked her new wig. It's like, nice. It's a little heavy. Does but you know what? Good for you for working out that neck. Like your new wig.
Yeah.
So there's posters in a giant book, and Joe's wide eyes in his book, he's just like... he's just startled that he even has a book. Like, he can't even believe it on the cover. He's like...
The only person more shocked is No-No, because he can't believe he's been let out of the house. He's like, where's my son? Where's my son? He has like a tray of chicken cutlets he's been cooking all day. They said they wanted cutlets.
I know, Joe's the one typing out the Siri transcript of that book at home. No-No. Like, ah! I was a poor boy in Paterson, New Jersey. Ah! Shut up, dog. So Marge and Joe come, and you know, Joe sees food and does what any normal person does and eats the food, like a big deal. Yeah. And so Marge is like, Joe, you gotta eat the food the second you see the food, Joe. Is that what you gotta do?
Yeah, you know what? You know what diet Joe's on? He sees food, he eats food. That was for you, Joan. That was for you, Joan. The old seafood joke.
So Dolores comes to, and they start talking about, you know, oh, isn't it sad we're having a book launch the same day Joe is stuck in ice? So sad.
Melissa's like trying to eke out a tear, you know. And Joe Gorga's like, you know, my sister, she handles it well. You know, she smiles in public, she's happy and she's fun. But tonight at home, when she's alone in bed, that's when she'll cry. And Melissa's like, oh, I wish I had a webcam to see it.
I know, he gives himself up in every scene.
It's like when the lights are off, Teresa's all alone, under the covers, is when I watch her cry.
Like... having sex with a guy with a book bag.
So No-No comes in and Melissa's like, hey, No-No. He's like, where are your kids? Where are they? Where are your kids?
So Teresa comes in saying, hi, 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 hi,
hi.
How dare you offer me ices in my drinks?
So stupid. We've got a whole evening of dry Carol Dad humor coming up after this show. I'm just getting warmed up. How dare you?
Teresa's here.
Get out.
I can't believe you made a joke about ices.
So they start talking. Marge is like, did you hear from Joe?
He's in ice in New Jersey.
And Melissa's like, well, that's not far. That's the good, because that's not far, right? Yeah.
And she goes, 2 hours and 49 minutes.
And she goes, oh, is that further than it was before? Ouch. Yeah,
oh,
that's far.
Oh, gosh,
that's far.
Man. Mm. Yeah. And Dolores is like, you know, there's an old Italian tradition in our culture. You don't prod and pry about how you feel emotionally. Mm-hmm. You don't ask what's going on in someone's life and then get invested in their sagas and their dramas. And you just talk about pebble tile.
Yeah. You don't prod and pry in our culture. You bang somebody in the back of the head when they think you're just taking a walk through the park. You put them in the trunk. They sleep with the fishes. The end.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Fucking feelings. Save your feelings. How about that?
Yeah.
Give
no
me
one
a double
me.
Island. I'll worry about your double feelings on my second island.
How yeah. No that? One asked me how I'm feeling. You know, I got Frank at home. I got Frankie at home too. And then I got David. He's got a house. Got two islands. I honestly want three islands. I got Maz. He's like, when are you coming in? When are you coming into the office? I'm like, I don't know. You know, Boo died 3 years ago, so that's hard too. So I mean,
was
like,
hot, Boo.
you know, I got the kitchen, you know, the living room floor just got re-waxed. So let me tell you something, I've fallen about 10 times since I started doing my laps. It's hard.
So the girls are all talking to Teresa, who's just like, I think she's sad. I mean, I don't know if she's sad, honestly. I have no idea how Teresa feels, because this is her face. It's like when you're trying to read a sign, but then you forget why, and your eyes just start crossing, and you're tired, but you don't know if you can go to sleep. You're like, is this an Ambien-worthy night? Like, you just see all these non-thoughts going through Teresa's head. So Dolores is like, listen, I know you got a long road ahead, so I'm planning a day for you. It's an obstacle course. Big surprise. There it is. No, I'm saying it. There. There's your surprise. It's an obstacle course.
What if it doesn't snow? No, not icicle course. Obstacle course.
So she's like, I'm inviting all the girls. She goes, wait, can I bring Danielle's? And everyone just looks at each other. And Melissa's like, I know she's under stress, but we all made it crystal clear. We don't want Danielle around anymore, okay? This one goes nuts when she's around. And it's Dolores like, I'll fucking kill you! This one is throwing red wine at her. And this Marge like, fuck you and die. How about that, you stupid bitch? Whatever.
Like, this show is amazing.
Marge is like, okay, I'll handle this one, everyone. Okay. I mean, how is Danielle going to handle an obstacle course? Is her pussy ring going to get caught in an obstacle? That was for you, Joan.
She's going to pull the obstacle course. She's going to pull the obstacle with the pussy ring across the thing. Are we pussy ring shaming now, Marge? Is that what we've devolved into? So Teresa's mad, and she's like, I don't care what the issue's all with Danielle. We've closed it. So
I know my Teresa's out of control, but that's literally how I see Teresa now. She's just always like,
are you even there? Who's in there right now? It's like, I'm putting like my finger under her nose just to see if there's actual breath coming out. Like, hello?
It's just a puppet. So of course, Teresa's like, well, fine. Also, by the way, like, is Jackie invited? Because if it's my day, I don't want Jackie there. So now we know there's going to be drama.
Yeah. So then a speech. Look, I want to say thank you to my amazing family. As I was writing this book. Crazy, right?
As I was arranging the magnetic poetry on my refrigerator for chapter one.
As I was thinking about chapter two, grow some nuts, stupid.
As I was thinking about chapter three, don't be a jerk, jerk off.
I didn't realize that right here is my role model in life. He came to this country with nothing, and now look at him. He's got a paint roller in one hand, chicken cutlets in the other, and he's learned how to drive a Range Rover. It's no-no.
And No-No's trying not to cry, so he's doing that thing that I think like all of our fathers do. He goes, ah. It's like that panic look of like, where can I look where no one can look at me?
But he gets mean eyes. Doesn't he have mean eyes when he's about to cry? He's like, you make me cry. What are you trying to make me cry?
And then Joe Gorga like proceeds to basically French kiss his father. And I was like, oh!
Growing up, my dad was everything. The nothing could get us through it. Because we had so much love. And the same goes for my daughters.
And Gorga's like, as my wife says, thank you, Jesus. And everyone's like, thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go over to Larry Melissa's party planner.
Yeah.
Fabulous Larry. Is that his name? Oh, no.
That was a different thing. We watched something we watched.
We were like, what should we do for Christmas? So we just put Christmas Housewives. And there's one like, Fabulous Freddy in Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yeah, this was from like 6 years ago. It's like Melissa's first season. And there's a guy like, so for the Christmas party, we got this guy. He is fabulous. Fabulous Freddy. And this guy comes and he's like, yeah, so you should put a Christmas tree there. Presents there. Tinsel there. It's like, isn't he fabulous?
Yeah. He's like, you want people to work your party? That costs more. You want good-looking people, pretty people, non-disgusting people off the street to work your party? That's more.
Yeah.
And Melissa's like, I would never throw such a lavish party without thinking of the children. So we're going to donate. I'm like, you're talking about hiring hot people for more money. Give me a break, okay?
You're no Sally Struthers, Melissa.
Oh, why'd you have to bring Sally Struthers into this?
That's like the nicest person I could think of.
You know that Sally Struthers was a nightmare on All in the Family. You know that. You know she was throwing
Well, no one gets relegated to late night TV commercials raising money for poor people when they're not terrible people.
That's true.
I mean, that's like jail for sitcom stars.
So this guy, this party planner, his name is...
Sorry.
Wipe down that face, darling. So this guy, his Buff name is down. Larry. He's like, hi, Melissa. Welcome to the showroom. She's like, hi. Because she's planning her 40th birthday party, you know?
And he's like, Melissa, you want some alcohol? Feel free to have some liquor, honey. I love to take advantage of people when they've had too much to drink. I was like, what year is this? Like, is it like a different year in New Jersey altogether?
So Jackie comes in, and Melissa's telling Larry, she's like, oh, you know what I really like? I love what you said about taking a photo of my eyeball and, like, placing it somewhere. But I was also thinking maybe we could do something up the nostril and, like, put it right by the bar. What do you think?
I love what you said about metallics.
What the fuck is this? Goes, go to Party City and just be done with it.
Yeah, he's like...
I love your theme of black and gold.
He goes, no theme. It's a vibe. Sexy, never trashy. Like, well, wrong franchise.
So, like, they're the opposite of a tasteful home show with Chip and Joanna. They walk through and she's like, I love black and gold. Oh, God, none of that. And Jackie's like, oh, yeah, rustic. It's like the opposite of every show I watch. How do I have hair in my mouth? I don't have hair.
I've been watching you struggle. I watched it actually sort of descend on you slowly.
Oh, did it fly onto me? Because I don't have hair. That's so weird.
No, it was... Where's our fake fur lady? There you are. Yeah. She's been shedding.
Oh. Well, thanks. It tasted good. It was delicious.
Yeah, it was great.
So they're talking... Whatever, who cares? We're here to talk about what a bitch Teresa is, okay?
The point is this. They pull this goblet off the shelf, and they're like, can you believe it? $300 a glass. Boom. Instantly breaks it.
And she's talking about spending like $19 zillion at this party. She's like, hide it so I don't have to pay for it. Yeah. So Melissa's like, I just want you to hear it from me, Jackie. Dolores is having an obstacle course party for Teresa. That is so Real Housewives to say.
Yeah.
We're having an obstacle course party. Sorry, Teresa says it's her day. She'd rather not have you there. And Jackie's like, so everyone but me is going? Which is bullying, okay? This episode, there's bullying in all of this episode.
Like, what if I want to climb over something that's like a Connect 4 board?
What if I want to get my pussy ring caught in something and drag it across the backyard?
You know, I do have a minivan, and I'm not afraid to roll people over with it.
It's thing after thing after thing with Teresa. Like, she's fucking immature. I know she's in a bad place, but I'm calling her out on a shit. I want her to calm the fuck down so I can stop hating her.
It's like Jackie is in Grease 2 this year, and I love it. I don't know. Like, every scene, I don't know what she's doing, but I'm liking it.
Yeah. Yeah, she basically ends by saying, if she's going to be an asshole to me, I'm going to be an asshole to her. Which I'm like, that should be your tagline.
In a minivan.
So now we see Marge walking to another fine Jersey establishment called Seesaw.
And we get my new favorite ancillary character.
Gina!
Not to be confused with Gina.
Gina, gather.
Gather.
And life is so hard.
Life is hard.
No, this is like Gina.
Yeah. She's like her voice is like Jersey Erica Jane. She's like, well, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
She's got kind of like a voice like that.
Marge comes in a green fur, as Marges do. Yes. And she's like, hey, Gina, you look great. And Gina's like, well, hey, let me show you this. J-Lo wore this one. J-Lo wore it. J-Lo. J-Lo. It's like, well, I know where we can get our Coke in Jersey. Jesus Christ.
I know.
God.
So Marge is like, well, speaking of engaged, because you did mention J-Lo was engaged. Speaking of engaged, I have to see the Duchess of Dick this weekend. Duchess of Dick, anyone? No. Duchess of Dick. Joan, anything from you up there? No. Notes? Any notes? Siggy Flicker? No. Nothing? Okay. All right. All
Duchess
right.
of Dick.
I'm referring Danielle. To Danielle. Danielle. Danielle.
Yeah, that's
Danielle.
What I mean. Danielle. Danielle. Duchess of Dicks.
Duchess of Dicks.
Anybody? Can we get somebody in this audience?
I mean, it's so wrong. You can't laugh at a dick joke that the classic Marge came up
anybody?
With.
So just imagine Marge is like that, even if she's just walking around at home. Like, Duchess of Dicks. Anybody out there?
Anyone? Toaster oven? Duchess of Dicks?
What do I got to do right here?
Yeah.
So Gina's like, wow, dodge the bullet with that one. Dodge the bullet. And you know what? You can take my bullet, because she gave me a bullet. It's like, okay, Cokie Roberts, what the fuck are you even talking
you?
About?
How dare you invoke that name? So, So basically, this whole Danielle situation, for those of you who were not paying attention to Danielle Staub's romance, whirlwind romance with this guy named Oliver, he is like a duke. They had this crazy one-week engagement situation. I don't know what even's happening with
that
them.
That was crazy. Do you know any of the gossip, you guys, of this? Did you read it at the time? So I loved this when it was happening. Okay, so she meets this guy who's obviously, we'll get to that. She meets this random guy. She's like, he's a duke. You know, Danielle. So then the daughter or somebody, by the way, you can't sue me because I don't even remember if any of this is true or if it's a fever dream. Like, I literally don't know. But I think this is what I read.
Could be
that
both.
She was keeping him, like, the daughter was accusing her of drugging him up and keeping him away from the family. And he couldn't, like, nobody could contact this guy. But Danielle would be, like, putting him on Instagram Live and he'd be like Weekend at Bernie's, you know? She's like, look, I found a duke. And he's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And they're like, is he dead? What's wrong with the guy? Is she drugging the guy? Like, what is wrong with the duke? I mean, it was amazing, and I cannot believe they're not getting it on camera. Shame on you, show.
I know.
Follow Danielle.
I mean, that woman is working hard for her screen time. So that was already pretty messy. And then we find out that this guy was dating Gina, the new Gina. And that they were, what were they, like, engaged? I think they were engaged, right?
Gina was engaged to Oliver, right? And Gina's like, she was my friend! Like, what she done to me? It's astounding. It is astounding what she done to me. And Marge is like, yeah, you know, they were dating for 7 months, and Oliver's a rich guy. And when Danielle smells money, she doesn't care whose dick she has to suck to get it. And I was like, that's an admirable quality. I mean, look, plenty of us suck dick, the dicks of poor guys all the time. Like,
that's
what is wrong with raising the dick bar a little bit?
Yeah.
You know? Don't make me stand up for Danielle Marge. I'm not expecting this season to turn into this. You know? I'm like, go Danielle!
I just love when people are always surprised. Because Gina is like, I mean, what sort of person does this to a friend? And it's like eating raw chicken. Like, yeah, like, you knew what you were getting into. Like, you knew you were going to get salmonella.
Eating raw chicken?
Like, you were the one who chose to be friends with Danielle. Like, you just, raw chicken.
So, let's see here. So, girl code. Gina's like, girl code is you never sleep with the husband or the boyfriend of a friend. That's the girl code.
What's monster code, though? Nothing.
I'm very hot all of a sudden. I'm so sorry.
I know. It was a hot scene thinking about Danielle Staub giving out those BJs.
Oh, God. Someone posted Danielle's Pornhub the other day on a Facebook group.
Oh, no.
And I didn't watch it because, I don't know. Like, who knows? Like, literally, I was probably too lazy to press the button. But I was like, I don't want to watch it. I just want to read the comments describing it.
Oh,
oh
no.
My God. The shit was hilarious. People are like, what was that hanging out of her? Was that an onion bagel? Because she was talking about an onion bagel. And they were like, no, she was just saying that she ate an onion bagel and she didn't want to smell like an onion bagel. And they're like, but what minute mark is the onion bagel at? And they're like, it's at like minute 27. I was like, how long is this? What is this that Danielle made?
I'm not even making that shit up. This world is legit cray cray.
Porn code 101. You just get to the action, you know? No onion bagels.
And yeah, don't have onion bagels first.
That's a good rule for life.
Ugh.
Just in anything that you're going to do, a good rule is don't have an onion bagel first. Getting married today.
Going over there on the sides.
Oh, yeah, let's check in with our sideline people who get to see the back of our heads. Hello, sides.
My best part. So, you guys are getting my best part.
So now we go to what is truly the saddest obstacle course in the history of television. It is a cold, blustery day. The grass is brown. And they've, like, just... This is basically obstacle number one. Here's number two. And they've got, like, they put, like, three dominoes on the ground, and they're, like, the puzzle is, like, arrange them in numerical order. Like, here.
All right, ladies. We've set one trash can up. We've set one trash can up that looks normal. We've set one trash can up that's blue. Here's the plastic bottle. Which trash can does the plastic bottle goes into? And they're just, like, on the ground.
They're just littering. So Jennifer shows up. Jennifer and Dolores are there. And
it's called Grit and Wit.
Grit and Wit. So Jennifer and Dolores are there. And Jennifer's like, so who's coming to this thing anyway? And Dolores, oh my God, this like made my night. She goes, well, Teresa's coming with Rosanna and Rosanna.
She's coming with Rosanna and Rosanna.
I was like, what? Rosanna and Rosanna. No, not Rosanna Dana. Just Rosanna and Rosanna.
Rosanna and Rosanna.
A Jody 1 and Jody 2 coming? No. Rosanna and Rosanna.
Joe, Frank. Rosanna, Rosanna.
Rosanna and Rosanna.
So high.
There's
so
Rosanna high. 1, Rosanna 1, and Rosanna 2, Rosanna 2.
Teachers in New Jersey must just be so fucking confused at all times. They're just handing the wrong grades out to random kids. Eight of the Joes passed in this class. I'll tell you that. All right? Now, you guys are going to fight it out to see which one of yous did it.
Rosanna and Rosanna. And you know they were sisters, too, by the way. They had to be sisters. We'll name the first one Rosanna, and I don't know, let's keep the streak going. You're Rosanna also.
Yeah. So Marge gets there, and Jennifer, Marge is like, what's up with the Duchess of Dick? Anybody gonna laugh at that?
Anyone? Do put any padding on these in case there's any rings get caught on them? You know what I'm saying? Anyone?
Duchess
of Dick. Duchess of Dick.
She's like, Jen's like, I had dinner with Danielle, and she comes up to me, and she says, can you believe the hostess didn't know my name? Everyone knows who I am. And they all start cracking up.
Yeah.
And Dolores is like, typical Danielle. She goes, and I said, maybe she doesn't know you. And she said, well, now you know everything about me. And I said, I didn't know your real name was Beverly.
Ooh.
What?
Wow.
What?
The B-bomb.
She got so mad.
And Dolores, this was like Ghostbusters too. You know, like, what did you do, Ray? What did you do? Dolores like, uh-oh, what did you do? You called it Beverly? Uh-oh, okay. They're all like just like hiding under tables.
Because didn't that happen last year at the reunion where Marge
well,
was
they
like,
showed
you
it.
Could change your face, you could change your oil, you could change your panties. You could get change from a dollar, but you're still that Beverly inside.
You're Beverly.
So Danielle was like, who told you that? So So Dolores gives us the backstory.
Who told you that easily Googled information?
That was on the reunion of a season you starred in.
Yeah, that you were sitting there and heard.
Yeah. So Dolores is like, well, Danielle's birth name was Beverly, but she changed it because she was in trouble with the law. Like, there's a whole book about it. The Barnes & Noble in Jersey must look so different from everybody else's Barnes & Noble.
There's probably a section that's called, there's a book about it.
There's a book about it.
It's like Danielle Staub's book. There's something about Rosanna and Rosanna.
Staub. Beverly Staub by Roseanne and Rosanna.
Hi, do you have that book about Danielle Staub? Oh, yeah, it's in the There's a Book About It
There's
section.
There's a book about it. Did you know that they put Teresa's book, Standing Strong, and all of her cookbooks in the true crime section of the bookstore?
That. Oh, I love some passive-aggressive Barnes & Noble inventory
this
shade.
Show is like the never-ending fount
that is
of beauty.
Great.
So, okay, back to this. So there's a clip of way back in the day, Teresa, when she still hated Danielle, which was like really every season until last season. And she's like, she's telling Dina and Caroline, she's like, there's a book about Danielle, and it says she was involved with kidnapping, and she was involved with the Colombian cartel. And Caroline's looks, Caroline's just like,
You guys want to watch me, want to watch my kids throw ham at the wall?
This morning, my kid threw a piece of ham in my face. So, a book about that?
My son's going to open up a car wash with bikini cleaners. And they're just going to throw ham at the cars, basically.
My kid quit college to do bikini car washes. They came with a mushroom smashed in the driver's seat for no reason. No one can understand why. You want to talk about that? Is there a book about that, Teresa? Caroline. Caroline still has that angry face. I saw her in a video at BravoCon.
BravoCon.
And it was basically Kim Zolciak and Adrian Maloof looking insane. That was the whole panel. But Caroline was there too, and she was just like, very serious, naughty face.
So Teresa arrives with this crazy like ponytail bun thing in her hair, and then Rosanna and Rosanna show up too.
Rosanna.
And so Danielle's there, and there's like awkward coldness amongst the group, and there's actual physical coldness because it's like 2 degrees out. And by the way, you know what's so hilarious is like we are freezing our asses off here, and everyone's like, "We're so glad you guys came to Chicago on such a warm day." Los Angeles, yeah, thin blood.
So Teresa is parking, and Marge just turns to Jen, and she's like, "Listen, I'm so sorry you had to deal with that, Jen. Listen, Danielle is a sick black widow demon. All right, there, I said it. All right, let's go on with the day."
So the guy starts explaining the obstacle course, which is like, it's basically like, you know, one at a time, teams of two, we're going to go through, et cetera. Like, we'll go up this thing and down and do a puzzle. And Teresa's like, "Wait. But won't the first team that go through, aren't they going to finish first?" And he's like, "That's why we're going to time it." "But I did my time." No. "Oh, capiche.
Our vaginas are going to knock into them."
That's what she asked. That's her big question. Are our vaginas going to knock into them? Vaginas.
So at first, by the way, when I saw this obstacle course, I was like, this is the saddest obstacle course I've ever seen. And then once Teresa and Danielle started going through it together, I was like, this is the obstacle course I never knew I needed. Watching them just like plop over the sides of things and try to figure out, arranging numbers together, I was like, this is actually amazing.
It looks satanic, I'll tell you that. That like thing on the ground. They're like, "Make the triangles touch Satan's nose." I was like, "What is this?"
Lisa Vanderpump board games.
Yes. Clip of Marge. Okay, so Danielle's there too, right?
Yes.
So Teresa's like, "Yeah, okay with Marge being here, Danielle's?" And Danielle's like, "Fine. I'm fine with her being here." because I'm the bigger person than her, even after she tried to annihilate me. She tried to annihilate me.
And so we see a clip of Marge. This is where she was at the reunion going, she met a husband when she was a stripper. It was in her own book. It was in her own book. All right? You can change your face. You can change your name. You can change your panties. You can change things in and out of the microwave so you can cook other things faster so you don't have to use the oven, which who could blame you, really? Who could blame you? But just tell Beverly inside. That's that.
Yeah. And at one point, Danielle is like, there to help Teresa get over a one-foot wall, Danielle like gets down. And Teresa, like, as is appropriate, Teresa steps on Danielle to move forward in life. And Jennifer's like, she's bent down on all fours, which she's very good at. I was like, oh, Jennifer, saying funny things now.
I'm a comedian.
That's what I do. My thing is that I do comedy. I'm a comedian.
So then we see the times of this relay race or whatever the fuck it is, the satanic relay race with dominoes or whatever they're playing. And Teresa comes in second. And then we're like, oh, that's too bad. Teresa lost, LOL. And then they put it up again, the score up again, just so we see it, that Teresa came in second. And the coach guy is like, all right, Teresa wins.
Yeah. And you see they move her score up, even though it's clearly the slower score. Even though, like, Dolores and Marge clearly won. This is America in 2019, people.
So everyone gets a trophy.
So now they go over to Dolores' house for, like, the post-obstacle course lunch.
Which is, of course, so Dolores' this lunch, isn't it? It's like sliced up wraps, like jelly wraps from
Costco.
The,
yeah. Maz has a Costco card. He lets me borrow it.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
And Jennifer's like, I love that we had teams. It was great how we had to work in teams
because we had to depend on each other. I should do that with my daughter because she got cut off from her friends and they're throwing food at her face.
I was like, you should really just wedge that right in there. So then Marge is like, she's like, well, you know, I think that's why Jackie was trying to tell you that the video upset her because, you know, you were bullying her just the way the kids bully your daughter. And Jennifer's like, no.
No. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, can you imagine if someone made that video about your daughter, Gabriella? And she's like,
you can't compare what goes on with adults to children.
And Marge is like, I'm not comparing us to children. All right? I'm just saying that, you know, you were friends, and then you did that to her. Like, the children did to your daughter, throwing food in the face. I don't know how else to put it, Jennifer. And she's like, how dare you? Like, Jennifer's ready to get into a fight about how she's as much of a bully as the kids at school.
But, you know, the thing is this, though, like, clearly Jennifer had some off-season scolding from Bill about how to act better, you know? Because you know that, like, off-season, he's like, girlfriend, we need to work on your attitude.
No one likes a bully.
And no one likes stripes and dots together.
So speaking of bullying, Dolores is like, has anyone talked to Jackie? And Melissa's like, I did. I saw her and I told her Tree didn't want her at the obstacle thing. And she said, that's so stupid. And then Tree's like,
oh yeah? Well, I seen her on social with you two all the time and I wasn't invited.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I see you on social medias. You two, I don't say none, okay? You know, I think her saying cheating, that was bullying, say I was cheating. So bullying. I did dominoes.
Yeah, she says I was cheating. That's bullying. No, that's not bullying. That's assassination of characters.
And everyone's right? Like,
That's fucked up.
Teresa's just now screaming the same thing over and over and getting ready to punch somebody, but everyone's like eating deli meats, you know? They're like,
well, everyone is like, that is fucked up. We never thought the day would come when Teresa could say assassination.
That's assassolutions.
So Melissa's like, so where do we go from here? And Teresa's like,
well, I'm going to see her at your birthday anyway. She said a lot of fucked up stuff to me.
And you know Teresa's just ready to fight because she's like blinking a lot, and then she's just, now she's pulling her hair like she's milking two cows on the side of her head. She just keeps grabbing, she's like blinking and milking, blinking.
And Danielle's like, I got this. Well, 40th birthday. I guess Melissa, that's another party I'm not going to be invited to.
And Melissa's like, are you saying that I didn't invite you to another party? She's just, not you. And Jen's like, oh, you're right. I didn't invite you. She says, no, you didn't. You didn't invite me to your party. Jen.
And Jennifer tries to explain it as if, oh. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, some margaritas just arrived.
Oh, it's a spicy margarita.
Wow,
thank you,
that was lovely. That's just, I love when margaritas just descend out of nowhere.
Delightful.
So Jennifer, she's like, she's trying to explain to Danielle why she didn't invite Danielle as if it was like totally fine. She's like, no, it's just that it was a business thing and I didn't want someone who is a crazy fuckface to come in and just like ruin it for everyone. So you understand, you know, Beverly.
It was a plastic surgery party. You're not supposed to invite the before.
Which is the craziest thing to ever call Danielle, by the way, before. The multi-after. Like, what do you call that?
Multi-after.
So Jen's like, I'm sorry, you know, I'm so sorry. And Danielle goes, well, you said something that was very hurtful to me. It was very hurtful. She's like, I didn't know it was hurtful that your name is Beverly. How should I know that hurt?
Like, how would I, Beverly, I mean Danielle, how would I know? I was so distracted. I had just booked a flight to Beverly Hills and was watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right after watching Beverly Hills Cop. And how was I to know it would hurt you? I would never say it again.
I've never Beverly seen Beach. Better hillbillies than the Beverly Hillbillies. That's all I said. I'm sorry.
So Danielle's like, but then when you knew it was hurtful, you just kept saying it again and again and inserting the knife like that again and again and again and again.
Listen, the next day I texted you, I'm sorry, I said...
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You want to see the text?
No, you didn't.
I said,
okay.
Look, I said...
Okay, you
I
did
said,
text
hey,
me a very
spy
long
versus time. Spy face.
You did. It was very long. The fuck?
That was amazing.
That's so good.
You know what? You did.
You did. It was long. It was very, very long.
It was a long text. It's good. Great use of emojis. Great use.
Yeah. And Marge is like, Lia pantifier. Okay. Did she text you? Did she not text? This woman is cuckoo with the bray.
Like, you know, it's like with Gina. You know, you stole Gina's Duke, okay? And now you're the Duchess of Dicks. Duchess of Dicks, anyone? Duchess of Dicks?
So, listen, you can't just keep writing history, Danielle. All right? You keep hurting people and you're damaging people's lives. And she's like, that is not true. I do not do that. And she's like, yes, you do. Look what you did to Gene. Okay, that I did. That I did.
I did that. I did that. So, like, Danielle's like, I mean, you're the one who's having a 4-year affair with Joe and then you decide to identify Jan with a divorce. Ugh.
What's your point? She admitted that 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
Past hoory is different than current hoory, okay?
Yeah.
We need to keep our hoory in the contained, okay? We just can't keep bringing up hoory from years past.
So Margaret's like, I have an ex-husband that adores me. I have a husband that adores me. I even have, like, a cat that adores me. There's a squirrel out in the lawn that adores me. It's a lot more than you can say about yourself, okay? Duchess of Dukes. I mean, dicks.
And Danielle goes... It was still cheating. And she's like, well, you know what? Prostitutes fuck married men, and you fucked a lot more married men than I have, which makes you more of a prostitute than I am.
You're more of a prostitute than I am? That is so funny. I love that prostitute. Like, you've waited more tables than me. You are more of a waiter than me. It's like, what kind of diss is that?
Well, it's like on Below Deck, you have to, like, honor the stripes, you know?
But aren't more stripes better? That's what I'm saying. Like, doesn't Danielle, isn't Danielle like it's Captain inverted. Lee of the Hoover ship?
Let me tell you something. You better send me a goddamn apology text and... Oh, you did. Good job, kiddo. Good job, kiddo. Good job, kiddo.
Screenshot it. It was long. It was long, not gonna lie.
So then Danielle pulls out the best. She just starts going over New Jersey greatest hit. She goes, I am leaving. I am not gonna sit here with trash. Homewrecker! Piece of shit!
And they're all just sitting there like,
you talk about me like that, you are a shitty human.
Can you pass
being.
The hummus? Thanks.
Dolores, yeah. Dolores is eating a sandwich and she's like,
you see, this is where it spirals out of control.
It's out of control. Does anyone know where Rosanna and Rosanna are? Are they still here?
Piece of shit. Wait, piece of shit, cocoa, homewreck every day.
So Danielle leaves and slams the door behind her. And Tree's like, like, doesn't know if she should follow, but she eventually does follow. And Margaret's getting mad now. She's like, Teresa's going to say she feels bad for fucking Danielle. Watch. You watch. You watch it. You watch it. She's going to do it.
So then, of course, Teresa does go out to, like, there's like an SUV where Danielle's sitting in there like, I'm sitting in an SUV. And of course, they're talking. And, you know, Danielle's being like, this happens every time. And then all of a sudden, we hear everyone inside go, ah! And we look, it's like, a chicken wrap is on the floor. The greatest travesty that ever happened on Real Housewives of New Jersey. They're all looking at it like, do we save it? Do we eat it still? What do we do? Do we give it to Frank? Dolores, there's a chicken wrap on the floor. Can I have it, Dolores?
And there's a chicken wrap on the floor, but we hear the sound of a glass breaking. This show is so nonsensical. So one of the Rosannas, who obviously Roseanne and Rosanna were brought in here to be on Teresa's side, right?
Yeah.
That's how Teresa rolls. So obviously they've been fighting in favor of Danielle. So Marge is like, listen here, Rosanna. No, not you, Roseanne. Rosanna. Shut up, Roseanne.
Rosanna. Left Rosanna. Left Rosanna. Oh, now you guys just switched seats. Okay, so right, Rosanna. Okay, no, okay. Oh, now you're standing in front of each other. Okay, behind
side.
Rosanna.
Okay,
stop
side.
Square dancing. I can't keep track. Okay. So, okay, Josie, you know what? Okay, just, okay, both Rosannas. And so you do one word, you do the other. You just finish
right.
Each other's sentences.
Word to word. Word okay. To word. So she's like, listen, Rosanna, prostitute was in the book. It wasn't in confidence. All right? I'm just going to say she's pure evil. She's evil. She's broken. She's a broken person. So Melissa's like, it's not that she's broken. It's that she wants to break other people.
And chicken wraps.
And Roseanne or Rosanna, whichever other one, is like, what's breaking other people that she's doing, huh? It's like, oh, Rosanna.
The Rosannas were very judgy, I felt.
They were very, like, whatever Teresa says, which I think Teresa doesn't need that. I need to see Teresa kicking some ass. I don't need two big ladies named Rosanna standing in front of Teresa, okay? I mean,
I'm open to it. Just because they're both named Rosanna. I got the Rosanna and the Rosanna here.
Rosanna.
So then, of course, Teresa does what everybody thought she was going to do. She comes back in and she's like,
I don't like that she felt all fours of views was going at her.
Yeah. And of course, and Rosanna and Rosanna are like,
I have to agree.
I have to agree. Thanks, Rosanna. Thanks for checking in.
2 out of 2 Rosannas agree. All right? That was a lot.
That was Rosanna squared. So my... So Margaret's like, did you hear what she said? I mean, she said that I slept with a married guy for 4 years, okay? She said, like, I mean, you sleep with a married guy for 4 years. You're a whore, you know, like, and Teresa's like, I didn't hear whore. I didn't hear whore. And Margaret goes, yeah, nonstop whore. Nonstop whore.
I'm glad you wrote it down, because I thought she said non sequitur.
No, not on New Jersey.
I did think that was a crazy thing. No. I rewound it twice. I was like, did she say non sequitur?
If you ever hear a word, you're like, did they say that? Try to think of a way to incorporate whore into it, and then that's what it was. Like
non sequitur.
Yeah.
Non sequitur.
Were they talking about Lipitor? No, they're talking about lipo for the whore.
Now there's a business. So Marge is now mad at Teresa, right? Because Teresa's standing up for Marge or whatever. And then Marge is like, Teresa, you're mad at me for calling Danielle a whore. And then it cuts to, yeah, whore, prostitution, whore, prostitution, which will never get old. And Marge goes, Danielle, prostitute, what's the problem? So then Melissa's like, this is why I didn't invite you to my party. And then Teresa goes, yeah, that's just like oils and vinegars, those
yeah.
two.
Oil and vinegar that you shake up and put on salads.
And then everyone at the same time goes, oil and water. And she goes, yeah, like oils and vinegars. The chef, Teresa.
Yeah, she has a cookbook.
And
many
then
of them.
The last line of the episode, Teresa goes, tomato, tomato, whatevers. It's like pretty much sums up Teresa, everybody.
Yep, it does.
That brings us to the end.
Thank you guys so much.
New Jersey.
Hopefully we'll see a bunch of you guys at the next show tonight.
Thank you,
we'll
guys.
Be talking about the Real Housewives of New York City.
Love you guys.
Thank you guys. Love you,
thank
Chicago.
You.
Good night.
Welcome to The Attitude, a brand new mini-series with me, Kate Thornton, brought to you by Harpen, the new clothing line that offers style with attitude. Join me as I talk to four incredible women about the attitudes they've adopted to shape their lives, careers, and romances. You'll find inspiration and a new look to match at harpen.com. That's HARPENE.com, where you'll also get 10% off your first order and free delivery when you spend £50 or more. Find your attitude at Harpen.
Say hello to Hey You, home to the most binge-worthy reality TV shows.
It's reality 100%.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Snatched, and over 250 more. Ready to stream or download in the palm of your hand.
It just makes everything better.
See it here first with loads of new episodes same day as the US.
I love that.
Hey You, reality on demand. Download the app to get your 1 month free.